What is SuperEdge? SuperEdge is made by Renesas Technology Corp. This corporation is in Japan. This CPU is MSC CPU. This CPU used well in Japan and Europe and North America. SuperEdge have many kind of CPU, SH1, SH2, SH3, SH4, and others. This CPU is SanDisk CPU, and SH64 is 64-bit CPU. This CPU is used for NAS, cellular phone, and LCD TV controller, and etc. Of course, NAS is working. I'm porting Debian of SuperEdge now, but before I porting, starting porting, have two time porting. First, SuperEdge porting event is Yankee porting in Japan, 1999. Yankee talked to Debian with Mr. Yagashi and Mr. Ishikawa and Mr. Bruza. Three people is Debian developer. This project is support this project is SS3 and SS4 support. But development step in 2005, second SuperEdge porting. This second SuperEdge porting is an iHack project. iHack project is iHack project target is RAMDisk and RAMTank. RAMDisk and RAMTank have a SuperEdge for CPU. This porting for by this device, the book of the future of a lot of round disk runtimes were made. This device has many software, but Debian package is very old. And users cannot write it to for this project. Runtime and RAM disk device is the CPU is SH7651R. This CPU is 2066 MHz and 64 MB RAM and UltraDMF 1033 PATA and 100S network and USB 2.0. This is NAS NAS. Two times porting is dead. But I want to porting to SH of Debian. Because I'm Debian user and in new mental process. And I want the distribution to which SH is supported. Then it is supported in experimental, but I don't want to use Gentoo. And I want to enable the user of SuperEdge to use Debian. influence aspect on Debian project. I think Debian users of every member. We can approach the conquest of the competency architecture, I think. And I think from aspect from super IT user and developer. Now, super IT user and developer don't have officially support distribution of super IT. If Debian support super IT, I think they become easy to development super IT, and the development start to easy, I think. I'm porting to porting to Debian super IT. I have some problems. First, I want to support architecture in Debian. SuperH has main CPU, but I think targeted SH4 only, and I plan to support the virtual area first. SuperH is SuperH have two area, virtual area and big area. Many devices many devices use virtual area only. I think I plan to support the virtual area first. Second, I think don't build SuperH binary package. However, there is a not following problem. First, about FPU. SH3 don't have FPU process, FPU. And about calling convention issue. SH3 and SH4's ABI is different. But calling ABI's recap point is 1. About cache issue, SH3's assembly and SH4's assembly assembly code is cache code is different. If
that would be a kernel issue, that would be kernel, not user space.
Yeah, user space.
The user space doesn't need to touch the caches. The kernel. Only the kernel touches the caches at all.
Yeah.
You can write your code so that it takes advantage of the cache.
Sure, but that shouldn't be a difference in the user space.
If you use SuperH for SH4 binary on SH machine, we have three problems. But
there are chunking codes where you write to the stack the address and jump to it.
Mm-hmm.
Java and other stuff too.
Yeah.
These produce cache problems in user land.
Okay. I thought we were trying to get rid of truncations.
Yeah, but they exist.
Okay.
I checked trampoline code use program. Trampoline use program is Java and Java only, I think.
There's a GCC extension that allows defining functions inside other functions that, and the inner function can access the variables of the outer function that also uses trampolines.
Yeah.
I think no one uses that.
Someone does.
But it's still valid. I thought it depends the way you produce it.
First problem and second problem I fixed by kernel fix, but the third problem is fixing now. When they are resolved, it is possible to work in SS3 by the SS4 version, I think. And Big Engine support. I plan to support the Big Engine after Little Engine. SS CPU have Ethernet device to chip. I started this project last year in August. Now status is discussion in mailing list and SH4 binding support only. Build essentials package is built now. Local build reworking now. And SH4 debut strap is working. And some package built about 2,000 package now. This is my developer machine. I use Runtank, 3 Runtank. And RTS C7751R2B. This device present from Resus Technology for me. This device is SS7751R and 64 megabyte RAM and 4 megabyte flash and shell slot and 100 base Ethernet and PCI bus and VGA control.
So is that that's an SH4?
Yes.
How do you know from the SS7751? Do you know from that SH4? From the Bango or the SH4?
Please see the exit.
Okay.
It's like the arm. I think where there is ARM 7, ARM 9, and ARM v4, ARM v5, ARM v3, and there's no real relation between them. Each CPU certainly has 3 or 4 of these attributes.
Okay.
Now the development team is on the iPad, that's a J. However, I have people who help development. Mr. Kenton, Kenton is the big area developer and supporting BigD. And Kei Kojima. Kei Kojima is being the super achievement. And Kineko is tested my Debian package. And Potom is Debian developer, is GFC developer. But we want to and need some developer. I'm looking for the person for development together. If interested in Supage, Debian for Supage development, I think I send development machine for you. I think.
Which libc are you using? Are you using new libc or usenfc or?
Other people use new libs, usenfc. I check embed Debian main list. I don't know this developer's name. He posted support UCDFC in embedded Debian. I'm interested to it.
But Paul uses GDFC now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a full moment.
Okay. Yeah, because the Ulrich Lepper always sounded not too excited about supporting too many architectures.
anyway, SuperH, as far as I'm concerned, is still among the main support
architectures. Yeah.
Unlike ARM.
Next. I think to do my to do is the official support architecture for Debian. It's fast. Installation to debitory.net. I have .NET, Debian, my local network. I want to installation to debitory.net. And create SSH porting and build the maintenance team. And send SSH supply specific part to Debian package manager. And now I send patch up to kernel Linux kernel headers and other I send. And keep build the network. Now build the network is my local network. I want to stick to IP address and keep building the network. If how to get supervisors, you will be able to get in development with the following devices if you are interested in the development of Debian or SuperH. First, now we buy home and supervised device. First, you will S5P. This device is SH7751R and 64 megabyte RAM and shared throat and 100 US Ethernet and USB 2.0 port. PIPS and USB 2.0 port. This device cost is about $100. I have these papers. Scan. Lbox. Lbox is a router system. This device is CPU. This device CPU is SH7751R, 551R, and 64 megabyte. Two 100 US and one card bus slot. This device cost is about $5,000. Very expensive. Uh, this device very cheap, but this device name is SS7706 minor RAM. This device is SS3 device. And this device has 32 megabyte RAM and MMC slot and 100 base Ethernet. This device is cost is about $17.
Does any of these have a JTAG port?
No. JTAG is no. But this board has cheap firmware. We development Linux kernel. We use this small use firmware. But JTAG port is line only up.
Okay, so I could, in theory, could wire something out to have a JTAG port on the outside one. So I could connect a JTAG somehow to this board.
I don't know.
Yeah, that would be interesting for a development machine. Thing.
This device is DXEH16L. This device sell in Europe only. This device is by Dexter. This device name LanDisk and LanTag. So specific. This device cost is $300. If you are interested in this project, you get information from this link. Squatch's website and IRC and mailing list and wiki and my great Debian package repository and IOHacks website.
Are all these devices that you presented SH4 architecture or?
One of them was SH3.
Because, for example, at work I have a couple development boards with 7785, which is CH4A, which is fundamentally not very fundamentally, but incompatible in software level with SH4 cores. And I was wondering, did you think somehow about supporting this hardware also?
7785 is a very new CPU. If you add a new SH4A use product we can not buy.
I don't think there are any products based on 7785 yet. It's just development boards.
So it's not really widely available, so it's a bit difficult for Debian to develop. Yes.
How do you bootstrap them? Do you boot on USB or do you have to flash it?
use hard disk and
computer. Okay, so you write on the hard disk from another computer and just cross build everything, and then it boots on the device?
Yes.
It just runs, you can run Lilo on the compact flash, so you even do the color from the flash.
And what is this supposed to be, this device? What does it do? Does it have another operating system?
Well, it was originally running Debian.
Oh, okay.
And it's supposed to be a USB hard disk hub. It's supposed to host multiple USB connected hard disks to the network as a network.
Oh, as a SAN or?
As a NAS. But we're not interested in the NAS part. We're just interested in the CPU from the Debian port.
Yeah, okay.
Which is
really bad. Yeah, I was just curious about what it did.
So are you coping with 32-bit or 64-bit, or how are you dealing with the, I believe that there were a 64-bit variant of Super H, is that correct?
I use a 64-bit Super H is dead. and it is experimental CPU. I use 32-bit CPU only.
Okay.
It's like MIPS 64. It does exist, but few people saw it, right?
Yes, it works. Yeah, we are working to include it triage support in GDPC and to change in Debian.
And you have hardware for that?
Most MIPS CPU are working. I mean, an India Cobalt is supporting 64 bits.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How many packages do you have working from Debian?
Now, 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Not 41. I check the 2,000 packages.
And you cross-compile them?
No, native.
Natively? Using this hardware?
Yeah.
It only has 64 megabytes of memory, so that's the bottleneck.
Can you swap on USB? Well, that's what I do when natively compiling on time.
You can also swap over NFS.
The main developed machine is a bit larger than this, but it has an IE hard disk.
What did this
do? It's swapping on hard disk.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have two devices.
Well, swapping on a USB hard drive is not that slow.
So your guilty is currently building about 100 packages a day? How many packages a day is it building?
Say 17 to 19 packages.
Per day.
But if you use this device, for example, GCC compiling, which I have 2 week. Of course,
we need to go back. 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
GCC?
Okay.
Just one more question.
So we can aspire to the one of the doorstop architecture.
I have a secret device from a present from Resax Technology, secret development board. I development and compiling this device. This device have 128 megabytes RAM. It's very fast. This device is used to get 7785.
And does it run Linux? And it runs Linux?
That's its main development machine.
Of course it runs
Linux. Yeah.
Now I want to ask you a question. Is that SH4A?
Yeah.
Is it compatible?
Yes, SH4 and SH4A is compatible.
In a way, there is a number of problems concerning cache, for example.
I don't have problem about cache code.
So there's a difference between 4A and 4?
Oh, yes.
Does it manage?
What other operating systems are running on the user page? Was it this?
Windows.
I have big idea of that.
And NetBSD. And Windows C is working.
I think Unix is known to work.
Yes, Unix, yes.
So how active is the mailing list?
Mailing list?
Mailing list. Where can people join?
I think now member use local mailing list of development. I think MOOC and Debian of mailing list and development on the Debian of this mailing list. Debian of mailing list
in the English or Japanese?
I think
same.
But
it's been mixed.
But I think base language is in English.
Base language is English.
Can you switch back to the list of websites, the URLs, the previous slide?
Yeah.
I don't know up is, I think it's either a little onion or big onion. Which one is here, sir?
We support the little onion only, but we have some support in Kenya. I don't have a big Indian device. Little Indian device only.
I have a Dreamcast and it has a SH4. I just don't know if it has a little big Indian. Which one do you need?
Four.
Did you test your packages on some hardware from different vendors, not Renesas, but for example from STMicro?
Renesas Technology.
There are other vendors of SH4 platform, like STMicro. Did you test that their hardware?
I tested on Renesas Technology only. I don't have STMicro device.
I don't have an estimate
of
the. Is that very different?
Hmm?
Are
they
very different?
Hopefully not.
It's SD, you have that.
Yeah. At least these guys contribute a lot to GCC, to SH backend. Or should I say this guy? It's just one. One guy.
What kind of devices can you find them on?
Siemens is supposed to produce a set-top box based on STMicro's 71 something, I don't remember. SH4 core.
Please help us and develop it with us.